This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that wants to stop totalitarianism? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio as normal. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. or agenda21radio.news if you want to do that. And also newcaliforniastate.com, ncs51.com. Those are the website addresses for the big things that are happening here on Agenda 21 Radio and also New California State. New California State is absolutely busting. We're busting at the seams. And had a very, very good conversation last night with a couple hundred people. They're getting to be more and more people that are appearing on these. Now we're going twice a week on the public phone calls just to kind of give everybody a taste of what's going on. We really do appreciate all the listenership, all the calls. We're trying to answer as many questions as possible. And, we're trying to get everybody up to date, up to speed on what's really, truly going on. So we're going to be talking definitely a little bit later on about New California, of course. Gavin Newsom giving away resources to illegal foreign nationals, which I don't know why this is so shocking to most everybody, but something to definitely understand about what is going on truly in the state of California. By the way, there's just not a lot of cases of this COVID virus out here. It's just not the 25.5 million people that Gavin Newsom was projecting it was going to take over as a disease, as a pandemic. And of course, this doesn't seem like it's much of a pandemic, but there's a lot of concern. The numbers are, I was told this morning, numbers are staggering. Okay, so here we go. Let's let the numbers be the numbers and take a look at this whole thing with the COVID virus. We'll be doing that. And of course, the political season is still on, even though the political campaigning has been somewhat stalled by the tactic of the COVID virus. This is something that's certainly a planned attack, if you will, or a planned, I guess you could call it a planned attack. I think it's kind of interesting that the COVID virus is a continuum of the last 4 years, isn't it? First you had Russia, then you had Stormy Daniels, then you had the Ukraine. Oh, I'm sorry, you had the impeachment. And, you know, now we've got the COVID virus, so we've got a threefer going on. Did I forget something? I think I probably did somewhere along the line. We've got, well, of course, the Ukrainian situation, which is still very much a scandal. But, of course, the impeachment. Gee whiz. Hmm. So, yeah, you had the Russia, Stormy Daniels, impeachment, and Ukraine. Those are the four big ones right there. And, of course, the impeachment was all about the Ukraine. But the Ukraine is still here, and now you've got this. You got the COVID virus, right? And now we're starting to ask some serious questions. And it, you know, boy howdy, it's about time we're asking some questions about the people that caused the whole COVID virus scandal that has befallen the world, right? And in particular, I'm glad that we're going to see some. I mean, we dug, and we've reported, I think, really some spectacular stuff about this COVID virus. And we've, you know, we've used many of you and your citizen journalism that you guys have sent off to us and helped to backfill our stories and substantiate our stories. You know, the most recent one, of course, has been citizen journalists going out and checking out, you know, are those hospitals really, truly populated with people sick with the virus? And it's coming back a resounding no. And that's we're talking from New York to Washington, to San Francisco, to Los Angeles, down to Houston, down to Florida. We've been in Seattle. We have been inundated with information coming from our citizen journalists. Says, hey, there's nobody in the hospitals. So there's a couple of things going on, right? And again, we're sitting kind of in the catbird seat, just kind of watching it all happen. And we're not putting out orders or anything like that. I do comment about what we should be doing vis-a-vis the New California movie, because that involves a lot of people, masses, and so on. So we're taking our precautions that we're doing, just keeping in mind that there's this crazy virus out there, and there's a lot of things happening. And, you know, we have a lot of military people moving around, and, you know, a lot of people have come in sick, and there's been a lot of death and destruction, I guess you can say. But it's not nearly as bad as originally projected, that caused the hysteria. And that's the point. It wasn't the President of the United States that caused the COVID histrionics. No, it wasn't. Don't think it was. And it wasn't his, quote, lack of response, because he's responded. He's responded. So now, who are the people? I say the word who because I know something about what I'm going to say next. Who are the people that created all the hysteria? And again, it comes down to the World Health Organization. Shocking, the World Health Organization. And just shockingly, this is what it says. It's about time the, you know, this, we reported this weeks ago when it first came out. So we're talking in March. Beginning of March. In fact, it was the first week in March. A lot of the stuff, we solved the problem the first week in March. By the 5th, we already knew about the hydrochloroquine. We announced that. We were the first ones out to say hydrochloroquine's working. Shocking. And by the way, there was a link that, you know, brought it all together, and we're still bringing the links together. Well, I have something for you I'll read something to you about this coronavirus scandal. And to show you that it's actually something that was planned years and years and years ago, it may have been planned from a famous author's book. In 1981, the genesis for this COVID virus scandal, which is biological warfare, this is clearly biological warfare being waged against the United States of America. Trump is absolutely right about this. There's no question about it. And when we present the evidence to you today, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. The deep state's at it again. Now this is what that. But so with that all being said, and you know, we're patting ourselves on the back and everything. And yeah, I clearly as well as I know hundreds, thousands perhaps of Californians had this virus in December, January, or February. I definitely had it in February, January and February, first part of February. Sicker than a dog. The illness was exactly as prescribed. I called my doctor, and the doctor said, stay home. We don't want you. And that was before there was testing. We even knew what it was. So if you're looking at the map of California and you realize there's not a lot of people that are sick with this COVID virus, and there's not. This is a minor illness right now. But perhaps if they plugged in numbers from December, January, and February, because a lot of people I talk to, and I'm a pretty good source of this. I talk to people up and down the state, sideways, upside down, every which way. And they, the big news is people said we were sick in December and January and February before all this, they even knew what it was, but it does fit the description. Last night we had several people come out and say that last night in the phone call. So, we're hearing this in California. So did it go through once? And is it going to be a rebound? Is it going to be the third strain of the virus as people have been talking to us about? Are we going to get the tragedy that's going to be developed from that? And, of course, what is going on with these people who are actually dying from the COVID virus? Because they do die in a very unique way, some of them, especially once they get on a ventilator. Anyway, but when we come back, we're going to start out with the genesis again of this whole thing. And as they say on Fox News, paging Dr. Who. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future, New California. We're having such a good time keeping it all together. We are a very determined bunch at New California, much to the chagrin of a bunch of people. Gee, I wonder who those people are. You could probably pick them out on one hand, right? Probably do that, you know. Liz Peek has an article. You know, Liz Peek, we haven't had Liz Peek on the radio show in a long time. She's now with Fox News. Fox News contributor, doing a fantastic job, by the way. She has an article out right now. It says, almost surreal that Pelosi is trying to investigate Trump again. Schiff proposes coronavirus commission with subpoena power to probe pandemic response. Trump slams partisan probes after Pelosi announces coronavirus committee. After mocking Trump for hydrochloroquine, journalists acknowledge it might treat coronavirus. Okay, so this is the savior of everything, is this hydrochloroquine. Yeah. And, of course, with a Z-pack, azithromycin, I think I said. Say it right. I say it, rhythmiacin. Anyway. With a Z-pack that just wipes it out. And everybody's starting to figure out that the cure is wrapped up with this chloroquine, because that's the original cure for the genetically modified cold virus, coronavirus. There's many different varieties of viruses, I might add, of the coronavirus. It's just a common virus. And people are starting to discover, it's almost like they're starting to discover their own navels. And they've wanted to get into navel gazing. Navel gazing. You know, so I had a very good friend of mine who's a little older than me, actually. I said that one time, navel gazing. This is about a month ago. And he had no idea what that was. He goes, what's that? I go, no. And I'm not telling you guys, if you guys are stuck on not understanding what navel gazing is doing, it's a lot like nipple gazing. Yeah, you know, you got your navel, then you got your nipples. And, you know, somebody who's got an obsession with their nipples, you know, you got to be a sick puppy if you're, I just think if you're a politician and you've got an obsession with your nipples, nipple gazing. And so last week, the world, the social media was going crazy. I'm like the guy who did not know what, you know, navel gazing was, because this was all going on. The nipple gazing thing was all going on without me knowing about it. Now, if you didn't know, Governor Cuomo made an appearance last week with a kind of a T-shirt on, you know, button-up T-shirt, golf shirt, leisure shirt. But it was revealing much about his nipples. And it appears that his nipples have barbells. They're lifting. It's a continual exercise by the nipples on his body, apparently. Now, this is based upon, I believe, to be undoctored photographs. And people were reporting it at the time when this was being said, when he was having a report. So, I mean, I don't get the whole thing about barbells exercising themselves on his nipples. That, to me, makes no sense. Now, if he's into connecting electrodes to those barbells, then maybe he's trying to do some self-stimulation of sorts. Now, I'm not going to go any more than that, but, you know, I'm just going to be content with navel gazing from now on. I know it's a bad image, but that actually happened. listen, we have to have some levity. And maybe he's just trying to be a joker in Gotham. Man. Anyway, speaking of a joker, this Doctor Who, this guy is just absolutely getting ripped now because he's a moron. And we revealed his moronic behavior. And, a long time ago. So it's kind of like now, this is a month old news to a lot of people, right, about this guy and what he did. And we said it outright. We're saying, hey, wait a minute, none of his numbers, when he first came out to tell everybody about China and about this pandemic that he was declaring, his 4% death rate. I mean, it's just outrageous. Outrageous. So now they're trying to get a hold of him. WHO director faces calls for resignation over handling of coronavirus in China. Shocking, all of you out there, listeners, citizen journalists, everybody in the alternative media. By the way, hats off to the alternative media. Yep, yep, yep. The mainstream media was, oh, they're just all over this guy. He's so right and Trump is so wrong. Remember Trump was saying, hey, this guy could be wrong. And the numbers don't look right. That was Trump. Even Fauci. Oh, Fauci. Fauci. Fauci, my man. I don't. Burke, you know, is a little bit. Burke is a little bit better. Okay, this is an article. I'm going to play it. It's about the growing concern about China and their extent. Human Rights Council amid growing scrutiny over coronavirus response, but it's also more than that. It's leads into this whole thing about the director of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom, right? We had Amazing Polly play, all this stuff. We checked the guy out. We did a whole thing on him before that. Then you got Amazing Polly. Twice, two or three times we've had Amazing Polly to explain a lot of this. He does a very good job. And you were thoroughly briefed. Now, the reaction is now starting to see that it's hitting the mainstream media. It takes, what, I'm looking at my watch, it was 3 weeks ago. 3-4 weeks ago we were reporting it. And now, shockingly, it's here. So let's play a little bit of this and see what we got going on.
U.S. Human Rights Council this week, that move drawing widespread criticism in light of Beijing's record on human rights, as well as the increasing scrutiny of its response to the coronavirus. Here to talk about it, Rebecca Grant, national security and military analyst and president of Iris Independent Research. Dr. Grant, the official Chinese story is that there have been about 2,500 coronavirus deaths just in Wuhan. 2,500. Many of the residents there are skeptical of that number. They say it's upwards likely of 40,000. Could it be that big a spread?
Yes, John, the spread absolutely could be that big because, as we know, China fakes data on everything from air pollution to military spending to their economic growth rates. There are researchers in Britain who suggest that Wuhan number may actually be 15 to 40 times higher. So there's no doubt that we are seeing some fake data from China, and it's really tragic.
Yeah, there was one report that just one funeral home in China received a shipment of 5,000 crematorial urns. That would lead you to believe that there are an awful lot of deaths that are not being counted there.
And we just don't know what the true extent of it is. Is it just because Wuhan was under lockdown and couldn't carry out those ceremonial rites, or have they really covered something up? What we are seeing, though, is some additional lockdowns across China. And I think what the real tragedy here is, we know that China covered up the information about the human-to-human transmission of this disease for probably about 2 months. That and their lack of transparency to the World Health Organization really cost time for the rest of the planet, and we are seeing those terrible consequences right now.
Right, because nations like Italy and Spain and even the United States were basing their modeling on what the Chinese were reporting about the number of infections they had versus the number of deaths. And if the number of deaths was way, way higher than, in fact, they actually reported, it obviously led to a slow response or a problem in how these...
Yeah, a big problem. We're going to come back with that problem. We'll be right back. protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
So we've got a little bit of a problem. Houston, we've got a problem at the WHO, the World Health Organization. Tedros, the man that who's a total communist. Let's talk about Tedros a little bit because it's his reputation, not mine, not yours. And, of course, his reputation has been besmirched badly by his own activities, which kind of seems to be a symptom of what he's got. I mean, it's a malady. Syndrome. He's got a syndrome. Constantly belittling himself, besmirching his character. So Tedros, now we're talking about this Tedros Adhanom. He is the guy who is the president of the World Health Organization, really under a lot of fire. He has no medical credentials. He's not a doctor, although he plays one at the World Health Organization. Get it? And, of course, this WHO is backed up in so much dirty money. Dirty money, dirty laundry, something like Don Henley. I met Don Henley once, actually. So something like that. Anyway, so here you have this Tedros Adhanom, who gets out there and trumpets that there's going to be a 4% death rate. Shocking. And, of course, the reality check for everybody with the virus, the coronavirus, is that it's much lower. But of course, people are really upset and concerned because he was not getting out in front and being honest about what was going on in China where it originated. That was clearly evident. And, of course, it was evident because guess what? Where he's from and what he's been involved with in his own country, Ethiopia, he's part of the One Belt, One Trade system of China. And he's beholden to the Chinese billions of dollars that he's gotten so that, of course, China can exploit the African continent, especially Ethiopia, as China always does. I mean, that's why the resources are on the planet, so that China can steal it, right? That's the way they think. Hello, California, wake up, right? So Tedros has come completely unhinged. He's linked to all these different AIDS organizations that are actually sponsored $90 billion a year by the United States. Shocking. George Bush, the younger, has a part in all this. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton has a part in all this. Barack Obama has a part in all of this. They're all part of this little scam with the World Health Organization. That's a problem. And, oh, I'm sorry, Fauci? He's big in this whole AIDS and malaria prevention group. Now, we pointed this out. We said, geez, this is all pretty, incredible. And then we brought in amazing Pauly to kind of seal the deal for everything on this guy. So this guy is a slime. Let's just face it. He is a slime. He's a world-class slime. And he's got he did not come out with the real numbers for China. He was protecting China all the way through. There's a clear record of that over the last month and a half. And, of course, it says in early February after President Trump put in place a travel ban for foreign nationals who had recently been to China. Tedros panned coronavirus responses that unnecessarily interfere with international travel and trade, according to Reuters. He was ripping on Trump. Of course, the best thing Trump did was stop the flights coming into California. Look at the evidence is in California is that Trump did the right thing for California by at that time stopping the flights. Because California, amazingly, has dodged this bullet so far. The 25-point, I mean, how off can Gavin... See, Gavin Newsom can be off on his numbers because he's off on his rocker. He's got no clue what these numbers are or how you even got the numbers in the state of California. Because he's got, an Office of Emergency Services that does nothing except drive around in little cars. Everywhere there's a disaster, they drive to the disaster and say, oh, there's a disaster. Let's go home now. Let's drive around. Let's show the flag. Here we are. We're out representing the state of California, the great state of California. We're being the emergency responders. We're coming in with all the goodies to kind of prevent a future deaths and so on. Not because they don't have the money to do it, but they have a car. They can get it. They can put gas in the tank. And they can, of course, drive around. That's just the nature of the game. That's what these people do. That's all they do. California's broke as a joke, and so they depend upon the federal government for everything. That's why he thinks he's so happy now. He thinks he's getting money, but he is not. Anyway, so Tedros, get back to Tedros, is now in hot water with Martha McSally. Also in real hot water with Nikki Haley. Remember, she was the ambassador to the United Nations. She's got a lot of things to say. They're asking for his head on a stake, which it should be, because he's probably killed how many people with his prognostications, really, because he caught everybody in a panic. Look what he's done to the economy of the United States unnecessarily, I might add. That's what we're gonna deduce from this. This guy, this clown... They got the worldwide media all upset, and, of course, the numbers were just a Twitter. But then you had also his friends in high places, Dr. Burke, Dr. Fauci, good buddies with this guy. Fauci came out and was praising the job that he did. Listen, this guy's not even a doctor. He comes out with all this medical knowledge, but he's not even a doctor. He's got no credibility. He's got as much credibility. Well, I won't say that. I won't say that. I'll leave it to you guys to figure this one out. So this whole crisis has been caused pretty much by this guy. Now, by the way, we know that the crisis, and we're going to explain this a little bit later, probably in the third hour, the crisis is a contrived crisis. Shockingly, there's books that go back in 1981 that describe the Wuhan 400 virus that does exactly what's happening right in 1981, guys. And then we already know about the 213 and the 215 meetings about how they're going to do this pandemic business. We already know that. And this has been something that's been out there for a long time. Nikki Haley, this is what she says. This was posted by The Who on January 14th. The Who owes an explanation to the world and why they took China's word for it. So much suffering has been caused by the mishandling of information and lack of accountability by the Chinese. It says World Health Organization, preliminary investigations conducted by the Chinese authorities have found no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission of the novel coronavirus. Right. There you go. Rick Scott, Florida, calling for an investigation. Who's the other? Ted Cruz calling for an investigation. Martha McSally calling for an investigation. Marco Rubio calling for an investigation. So now all of a sudden everybody wants an investigation of this guy, and they should get it in the Senate for sure. The House, that no, because you got who over there? You've got wonderful Nancy Pelosi. Shocking. Shocking. Who wants to capitalize on this crime of a pandemic? Panda crime, we call it. Any way they can get a dollar, right? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Sort of a programming note, a couple of things on the record here. We're going to be tomorrow, former Trump, let's see, former special assistant to President Donald Trump, Kelly Sadler, that's it, Kelly Sadler will be with us, and she's going to be talking about hide Biden and commit election fraud. House Democrats pushing for mail-in voting as part of next stimulus. Yeah. This is the, we got this stopped. Remember the day before, it was a Tuesday before this signing for this bill and everything that was going to happen with the stimulus. We spent all day talking to people in Washington. Because people called me and said, what do you think? Well, what do I think? I said, and of course, they'd never listen to the radio show. I said, let me give it to you both barrels. And so they were listening. They were listening. And of course, it got stopped. Shocking, shocking. The influence of radio. And in other words, what happened, Nancy Pelosi had a package. And this package was going to be for ballot harvesting nationwide. Sure, there you go, like in California. No election fraud in California, by the way. And they really eased off on the election fraud in this last primary. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not going to try and do it again this time. No, what they're trying to do, they realize that the heat is on. Don Hill, the heat is on. And dirty money, dirty laundry, that's what it is. Money laundry, I think that's what they're talking about. Dirty laundry, you know, laundry. Money laundering, kind of like what the cartels do a lot of, right? Nancy Pelosi and her group. Yeah, it's amazing that the connect the dots to these folks are so flipping obvious. Anyway, so she's going to be with us tomorrow. America First Action and a former special assistant to President Donald J. Trump. She'll be with us. Says, in terms of elections, I think that will probably be moving to vote by mail, Pelosi said. On Morning Joe, of course. That's what she's anticipating. Right. Okay, I'm losing it here, but we're going to also, in the next hour, we're going to be hearing about, if you really want to find out in some vivid detail about what this whole thing about child sex trafficking and organ transfer and stealing and people dying to be giving up their organs, we're going to have a special guest calling all the way from Vietnam who's going to be on the show. And he's Mitchell Gerber, excuse me, is going to be with us. And he's going to be explaining this whole business that's going on in China about organ stealing and things like that with all the various religious groups, because, you know, Christians are being slaughtered in China right now, and as well as Uyghurs and Falun Gong. So we're going to be talking to him about that whole process. He's actively involved and engaged in stopping it, and he's putting his life at risk probably by being on the phone with us. So he's going to be with us in the second hour. And then in the third hour, we're going to talk a lot about New California, about what's going on with Gavin Newsom and some warnings to good old Gavin that he probably needs to listen to. You know, I'm just saying, it'd probably be a good idea that Gavin just kind of just relax a little bit, right? Just say, wait a minute, what's going on? What is really truly going on? That is a good thing check out. The COVID virus thing is just everywhere. No, it doesn't. I mean, everywhere it's touched by every little thing, it seems like. What I'm talking about is you open up an email, it's COVID virus. You open up another, it's COVID virus. And COVID, yeah. Anyway, so we're kind of stuck with that one. Anyway, so we have some pretty special guests that are coming. When I get back to this whole thing, though, with Dr. Fauci and all these other people and what is going on with the group, if you will, the people that are leading the charge, he is, I think, going to be taken out. He's got to be. This guy is, or we just need to turn off. And I think this is maybe a bigger thing. The World Health Organization, that whole gig of people, including some of our own people that are actively involved in this AIDS project that's all over South Africa, that needs to be shut down. It's just a farce. It's an absolute farce. And, and do some practical things to solve this problem. The hydrochloroquine, I have one thing, and that's hydrochloroquine. I've been looking at the one thing I wanted to get across today in this first hour is, of course, hydrochloroquine. It works. The rates of success are like 100%. So now all of a sudden, we've had these doctors that are able to go back and prescribe in certain places where the medicine's available to them, and they have a stockpile of it now in Washington or from Washington that they can get. So this is good news. Gee, getting the medicine that actually works in a timely manner to the patients before they die is good news. Now, we did have some chilling information, and we're waiting to get some more data from it, and that is what happens to these patients who suddenly die very quickly and they're on the respirators. What is the problem going on there? And we're looking into it. A doctor came out. We saw the report on that from New York, and he came out and said that basically what it is that it's not so much that the ventilators or the people are sick and they're dying from, you know, the causes of pneumonia, or that there's a lack of their bodies to be able to perform to breathe. It's the lack of oxygenation to their tissues by way of their lungs, and therein lies a problem. And that is the problem. People are normally healthy tissued down there, and all of a sudden they act like they're at high altitude and suffocate. And what it's coming down to is that their blood cells are not transferring oxygen to the tissues and then taking away carbon dioxide to be breathed off. Kind of a negative carbon credit. Real carbon footprint. We'll be back.
One, zero.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800
866-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. Kind of a nice situation, state of the future. You know, I mean, we've got all these future things going on. New California is in your future. There's no doubt about it. It's absolutely in your future. Where am I at here on this? Gee, man, Christmas. I'm all over the map, so to speak. I mean, really all over the map. Anyway, we are going to be looking forward to, I think, a tremendous interview coming up in the next hour if we can get all of our mechanical things to work properly. Again, one more little delay going on. It's amazing what's been happening in the world of computers. I know everybody's home. Everybody's doing their thing, and the when you're doing your thing, it kind of jams up the pipeline. There's no doubt about it. It just jams up the pipeline, and you're not really sure about what is going on in that electronic world, especially as you're sitting in your studio and you're the only you're here with your cup of coffee, Agenda 21 Radio coffee, and of course your protective devices. And you don't know what are they thinking out there? we have feedback. We get it. We understand what's going on, and we're happy to share that feedback with you. We're having a lot of new listeners to Agenda 21 Radio, and I want to thank everybody for your listenership and all the great things that you're doing out there. Especially you citizen journalists. We just had a real explosion of people because people are being trapped. And, you know, the people are lawful people. It shows you how lawful we are in the United States. But it also shows you a couple of other things, this whole coronavirus business. It shows you how much we don't need medical assistance all the time. I mean, we have empty hospitals all over the place. They're empty. They're laying people off in some places. Parking lots, there's nothing there. Do we need such an industry? That's a big question. I mean, this is an industry we probably don't need so much of, where it's constantly in your face. Take a pill, take a pill, take a pill. And, of course, the pills have to be manufactured in China, right? Maybe the taking a pause has been one of the best things that could have happened to this nation. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.